USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reports the U.S. economy added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for 165,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. Meanwhile, the labor force participation rate came in at 63.2%. Former Reagan economics advisor Art Laffer tells Fox News these numbers are good news.
But it's just great numbers. Wage growth over the past year, as Kevin Hassett said, is going to be there. And sure enough, there it is. I mean, all of these numbers, participation rate over the past year, employment to population, all are increasing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been the centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. And at the White House, President Trump is hosting a meeting on human trafficking. Trump is called human trafficking a serious problem at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Trump talks about the State of the Union speech and is asked by reporters at the White House about the person giving the Democratic response. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You'll be seeing a lot more of a former congressman on Fox News. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
On the heels of an announcement by CBS News that former Republican Senator Jeff Flake is joining that network as a news contributor, Fox News says it signed former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy to be a contributor there. Gowdy will offer political and legal analysis across both FNC and Fox Business Network programming during daytime and primetime hours. Gowdy will continue to practice law.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's amendment urging the U.S. to continue the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and Afghanistan is seen as a sharp rebuke to President Trump and his decision to pull troops from Syria. The amendment cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate by a 68-23 vote. Sean McFaith is a professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He's also the author of a new book titled The New Rules of War. He joined me, and one of the things we discussed was our plan in Syria.
President Trump ran on a platform saying he's going to get our troops out of Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq. There's a bigger question is, what are U.S. troops really doing there, and how do we get them out of there responsibly? And I think that's really where the debate is. Do we just pull them out quickly, as Donald Trump sort of suggested, or do we have a more reasoned, slower pullout, or do we never pull them out, as some people seem to suggest? I think, again, Syria is an example of new rules versus old rules. So, by the way, old rules are like World War II. It's conventional war. New rules is what Iran is doing in Syria. One of the rules of war, the new rules, there's 10 new rules of war. One of the new rules of war is that war is going into the shadows. It's going underground. And it's a shadow war. And Iran has taken over much of Iraq and much of Syria in a shadow war against one of their foes, Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.